Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
At the bottom of the first page of my divorce decree, finalized last Friday, is a line restoring my maiden name. With that document in hand, I went to the Social Security office this morning to start the long and automated phone menu heavy process of transitioning all the way back. After today's re-registration, I'll have to visit the DMV, change my name with my HR department and on my bank account, call my credit card companies and other financial institutions, set up a new email address, order new checks and return address stamps, and hope that eventually my magazine and catalog subscriptions catch on to the change. Isn't it a wonder that our society never asks husbands to go through all this? Ever? I understand that many women would rather share the last name of their children than hold on to their maiden names. But why is it still the default that children receive their father's names anyway? In terms of the physical work involved in bringing a child into the world, I think we can all agree that fathers have the easy part. Would I be so radical to suggest that children take their mother's names? Even in today's world of shared responsibilities, the majority of children I know spend more time under the direct care and influence of their moms, no matter what their parents' marital status. Maybe it's the traditional breadwinner role that affords men the right to keep and pass along their names. Yet I look around at all my girlfriends and find only a small handful whose husbands earn more than they do. This speaks to my girlfriend's accomplishments rather than their partner's shortcomings, but the point is that every way I can argue for the forfeiting of maiden names is less than convincing, outdated and underexamined. I've heard of couples that made up a new last name for both parties. I used to think that was a progressive alternative, but I don't know if it really makes sense to me anymore. Why not just say you're you and you can still be you after we marry, in essence and name? I'm me and I'll stay me too. Let's just enjoy each other. With a Perspective, I'm Kisa Conrad.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.